This new harsh law only started earlier this month in Indonesia. The president gave the green light to authorize chemical castration for pedophiles. Chemical castration is done by using drugs to reduce sex drive without sterilization or removing organs. Nur Suprato, 52, who is a lawyer at a law firm in Jakarta, said she believes this law is the way forward.
They do deserve it. This is the problem. They do deserve it. There's so many cases of molested, raped children. Any crime, anything done against children, they will be hardly punished.
Maya Ahmad, mother of two, lives and works in Jakarta. She says she believes this new policy will make her children feel safer.
As an Indonesian, I support this system, which is a good initiative by the government, and I think it will help protect the innocent minors in the country and help them have a better life because they're not scared anymore, and the parents will let these children go out more often and have a good time, say when playing the park.
But these castration laws were fiercely debated in parliament.
Indonesia sangat menghargai hak asasi manusia.
Indonesia very much respects human rights. But when it comes to sexual crimes, there is no compromise. We are strong and we will be very firm. We will hand out the maximum penalty for sexual crimes. In my opinion, chemical castration, if we enforce it consistently, will reduce sex crimes and wipe them out over time.
These were the exact words of the Indonesian president, Joko Widodo. But the Indonesian Doctors Association thinks otherwise. Their members say they don't want to carry out this procedure because it violates their medical ethics. Dr. Pujo Sidi Pratomo, chairman of the Medical Ethics Committee at the Indonesia Doctors Association, explains his views. He says that when you become a doctor, you have to swear that you won't do anything harmful to any human being. As long as you